This is The Naked Scientist with Chris Smith, Helen Scales and Dave Antle. It's our science phone-in this week, so we're answering all your science questions. And Sasha Zanjani is on the telephone with a question for us. Hello, Sasha.
Hello, hiya.
Good to have you with us. Good evening.
Great show.
Thank you very much. Tell us your question.
Okay, would like to know, can plants get cancer?
What's your instinct, Tally? What do you think?
I don't know. You can get growths on them, but I don't know whether they would be the same type of cancerous growth that you would get in humans and mammals and so forth.
You've hit the nail on the head. You're absolutely spot on with the fact that you can get growths on plants. Cancer, in the context of a human, is quite a specialist disorder. What we mean by cancer are cells that have lost the ability to obey the normal signals that control and dictate how things grow and move, and obey signals that tell them not to go to other places in the body and not to grow through boundaries of tissues and not to disobey kill yourself signals, because every cell in the body is programmed to die unless it's told otherwise. Cancer cells ignore that signal, and so they are immortal, as Richard van Noorden was saying, and they also disobey all those normal regulatory signals. They can spread to other bits of the body and cause secondary tumours, and it's usually those secondary tumours that cause problems. Now, plants don't have a disease like that. They don't get secondary spread through their system of disease which starts in one part of the plant and goes elsewhere, at least in the form of the cells from the plant itself. But they can get localised growths, a cancer-like phenomenon, and just like some human cancers which can be triggered by microorganisms, cervical cancer, for example, is caused by infection with a virus, human papillomavirus. Also, gastric cancer in the stomach is caused by a bacterial infection, Helicobacter pylori is strongly associated with gastric cancers. In plants, there is an environmental organism. It's called Agrobacterium tumor faciens. This is a soil-dwelling bacterium, and it has something called a transposon. This is a piece of genetic material which the bacterium injects into the plant's own genetic material, and that transposon carries genes which code for growth factors, and it causes the plant cells to begin to grow out of control. And the idea is to produce a big growth locally on the plant that then gives a home and provides protection to bacteria, and that's a gall. And it's very, very common. It's called crown gall disease when the plants actually have it, but it doesn't spread critically to other bits of the plant. So there are some similarities between human cancers and animal cancers and plant tumours like crown gall disease, but it's not the same disease. There's nothing systemic, as far as I know, that does the same thing. But it's a very good question.
Thank you.
Well, thanks for joining us on the programme anyway. Good to have your input.
Thank you very much.
Take care then.
Bye.